physical and non-physical realms. We want you to bring your potential into the world, to achieve your goals, and to relish life to the fullest. There are two main routes through which to pursue such a well life. One, the physical realm. Other words for this include tangible, worldly, visible, temporal, mundane, earthly, or material. Physical means include, for example, planning, working, communicating, building, and networking. And two, the non-physical realm. Other words for this include unseen, spiritual, intentional, mystical, metaphysical, or immaterial. Non-physical means include, for example, setting an intention, praying, doing qigong, altering our thoughts, and believing. Most people seem to have a bias toward one of these routes. For maximum effectiveness and greatest experience, however, it's important to utilize both. The physical realm, after all, is not unspiritual or unevolved, and the non-physical isn't as inaccessible and woo-woo as some might think. Expand your understanding of how to succeed. Most of us grew up thinking of achievement as resulting entirely from physical efforts, a perspective that looks something like this. If you want something, it's going to take work, perhaps lots of work, but there's no way around it. Also, there are people, circumstances, and obstacles that you may need to influence or manipulate in order to succeed. Except in rare cases of luck and talent, successful people work very hard, sleep very little, have tremendous energy, are extremely tenacious, and make big sacrifices. Such a viewpoint often involves coming up against your own physical limitations, the role of other people's wills, and worldly factors that you can't directly control, such as weather and financial markets. However, for the most part, you already understand the basics of how to achieve something through such means. If you want to make more money, you can learn how to perform a certain job that pays better. You can do your best, you can participate enthusiastically, and you can ask for a raise. If you want to lose weight, you can restrict calories and work out more. There's nothing wrong with hard work. We're actually big fans of it. In most cases, there is indeed a way to triumph that involves lots of willpower and zero mysticism. The limitation is that it can feel like a lot of brute force. For someone who has a sticky metabolism set point and a body that likes to hold on to its reserves, the physical path to weight loss may mean a lot of exercise and very few calories, and therefore nearly heroic discipline and determination. It's a high bar for most folks. Furthermore, sometimes you don't want to take the usual route. You know, for instance, that you could make more money by training to be a lawyer and working your ass off at a prestigious firm. But what if you want to do work that feels more meaningful to you and still make a good income? And what if there isn't really a clearly established route to get there? There are two ways we'll help you with such tasks. The first is to give you tools to manage the physical path more effectively. Chapter 12 is all about this. The second is to give you tools for working more effectively through the non-physical. Really, in all cases, it's worth enabling the unseen mechanisms for achievement, or what's often referred to as manifestation.